And he was very angry. And he chastised me heavily. He did not know my position. Then I told him, you don't be angry. You please go back to Navadvip. I shall go tomorrow. I know Guru Maharaj now is okay. And tomorrow I shall go, no problem will come. But he was very angry, but cannot say many to me. He knows something position, relationship with Guru Maharaj and myself. Then after night he come 5 o'clock to my residence and told, you not yet come. And loudly he told. And somebody in the baranda, they are also walking. I think it is very bad. What they will think? Just some Western come to me and chastising me, it is not good. Then I told him, Prabhu, please, you go back to Navadvip. I know what is my duty. Your duty you have done, then I shall do my duty. You give me news, that is enough for you. And please go. And I shall go this morning. No doubt, but please you go. And he gone and come to Navadvip. And when I come here, I am looking, he is taking breakfast. And just that time I arrive, maybe 9 or 10 o'clock maybe, or 10:30 maybe. Then everything changed and I have seen him there and I told him, your Guru Maharaj is okay? And he said, yes, now is okay. Angry. That man wants sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Nobody was happy with him. All the sannyas he opposed. I do not know his nature, but I am thinking that he knows relationship with Guru Maharaj and myself. But now I can understand he do not know. But that time I am thinking he knows my relationship with Guru Maharaj. But he forgot his position and my position. And Guru Maharaj sent him to bring me, and like a blind man, he chastised me. It is, heavy attachment with Guru Maharaj, heavy affection with Guru Maharaj, otherwise he cannot do it. I think it that time. And when Badrinarayan Prabhu, Sagar Maharaj, everybody not recognized, given recognized to him for sannyas. But he come to me and pray for sannyas from Guru Maharaj. That time I think that this man chastised me heavily. What for? He have no own interest. Must be attached with Guru Maharaj and heavy affection with Guru Maharaj. That is his chastisement. Then this type of affection I cannot see before in my life. Nobody can chastise in the time of Guru Maharaj. But he chastised me heavily. Then I think he must know my relation with Guru Maharaj, but he forgot everything for affection to Guru Maharaj. Then he is able to take sannyas. Then one question I asked him, in future will you marriage or not? You tell me. And that man said, if I go to Ganges and die with the suicide, uh-huh. I can commit suicide, I can commit anything, but I will not go in marriage life. And I asked him, it is true what you are telling? Yes, Maharaj, it is true. Then I gone to Guru Maharaj and said, Maharaj, give him sannyas. He has much affection for you, and he chastised me. I told to Guru Maharaj, after coming, he chastised heavily, but I do not mind anything. This way I am thinking, he has much affection to Guru Maharaj, that is, he is chastising me. And this way I manage myself. Otherwise, why he will chastise me? But after that, when I told to Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj said, yes, Sagar Maharaj is not angry. Some, they are not angry. I said, you forgive Maharaj. Who is telling what? That is not matter. Matter is that he chastised me. And it is very uncommon. Then I am thinking, he has much affection for you. And he not will take marriage life. That's also final. He told me. Then Guru Maharaj told me, smiling, and told me, again you ask him, if he will agree, then I shall give. Then again I ask him, the Prabhu, if you do anything wrong, that will come to me. You cannot understand it. He said, yes, yes. If you do anything wrong in your sannyas life, then sannyas life is very heavy life. Sannyas life not for Vaishnavism. Sannyas life only for the preaching. Vaishnav may be brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, any form Vaishnav can come. That practicing Krishna consciousness, not necessary to take sannyas, or vanaprastha, or grihastha, or sannyas, a brahmachari life. Only necessary to surrender to Guru and practicing Krishna consciousness, three rules, following three rules. That is Trinadapi Sunichena, you know this sloka. Taroriva Shaishnuna, Amanina Manodena, Kirtaniya Sadhara. These three rules, who can follow, he can practice Krishna consciousness. Any higher he can stay. Nartam Thakur said, Griheva Banete Thake, Hagauranga Bolidake, Nartam Mageta Sangha. He can stay in Grihastha or he can stay in the jungle. Anywhere he will stay, he will practice Krishna consciousness. But sannyas life for the preaching Krishna consciousness, specially. And sannyasi must be maintain the rules and regulations of his life, otherwise nobody will listen from him. Then I asked him, if you will do anything wrong, I am taking that is responsible to give you sannyas. If you do anything wrong, that result will come to me. Then you can give assurance to me, you will not do any wrong. He said, yes, Maharaj, I am assuring you. Then I told Guru Maharaj, give him sannyas. And Guru Maharaj gave him sannyas. After 1 or 2 years, he left that sannyas. But he wrote a letter to me. You said, if I do anything wrong, I left sannyas, the result will go to you. Then I am not responsible. This way he wrote a letter. Maharaj, it is very heavy. Then I listened something from many cases. But this is one particular case I am telling to you. I told him, for your sannyas, all responsibility will come to me. That is, Sagar Maharaj not agree, Badri not agree, nobody agree. But I have seen your devotion to Guru Maharaj. And you chastise me. It is impossible. Nobody can chastise in Chaitanya Sarasvatana. But you chastise me. You forgot my position here. That is, I am thinking you have much devotion. And this way I am giving recognition to taking sannyas, but sannyas life only for preaching, and he must maintain that life. Yes, Maharaj, I shall must maintain my sannyas life, and I shall commit suicide, but I shall not go in grihastha life. But after 2 years or 3 years, I cannot remember that. But he left sannyas, and now he is grihastha. Then what experience come to me this way? Then I am now, by nature it is coming, but I do not want it. But nature coming to suspect how much devotion with him. Without devotion cannot practice Krishna consciousness, no doubt. And we have learned from Guru Maharaj this. When I joined in Guru Maharaj's mission, 1947, I was village boy. I am not telling lie, never telling lie in my life, that time. Now I am telling little lie sometimes. When I for the service to the Krishna, sometimes necessary to tell something lie to government man. Sometimes necessary. This way. It is for the service of Krishna, I can manage everything. But that time I was not expert and I never told lie. And that is, I promise the brahmachari of Guru Maharaj, they gone for preaching in my village. And suddenly they ask, you will go with us? Then I ask, will you take me if I go with you? And he said, yes, yes, if you go with us, we shall take you. Then I not think anything, I told, yes, I shall go. I am playing mood, I told. But they are very serious to take me. Then that is, I promise them, yes, I must go with you. Then I come with them, leaving my all, everything. Also, you know the life of Nityananda Prabhu. He was 12 years old, and one sannyasi came to his house and asked Nityananda Prabhu for his servant. And Harai Pandit, his father, he cannot say, no, I shall not give my son. If any sannyasi will ask anything, it is the rule, yeah, nobody can refuse him. Especially who is qualified, he cannot refuse him. And that was my sanskar that time, village sanskar. But it is my, sanskar, English, Maharaj? Sanskar? Some habit, society's habit.
Tradition.
That is society's tradition. If any Vaishnava sannyasi asks anything, he must give him that. But that sannyasi asked his son, only son, Nityananda Prabhu. And he was very pleased, Madhavendra Puri. We heard it, the Madhavendra Puri wants Nityananda Prabhu. But Harai Pandit cannot say, no, I shall not give my son. Anything we'll ask by sannyasi, he will give. Then he gave Nityananda from 12 years old. And it is the tradition of Radhes that time was. And we teach from childhood this type of traditional method. And I told, yes, I go, then I come.
How old was you at the time?
17 years old.
Seven?
17 years old. But when I joined with Guru Maharaj's mission, Guru Maharaj first looking at me, he's walking in that barana, only that building was there, ground floor only. There one room Guru Maharaj is living, one room Mahaprabhu, and one room for senior brahmachari. And here was one thatched house, concrete tin set, no wall, only some shed, bamboo shed, and we are living here, this thatched house. But when I come, that day was Nrisimha Chaturdashi day. Nrisimha Chaturdashi, you know, Nrisimha Deva's appearance day. And I have seen Guru Maharaj walking in Varanda. And that brahmachari who bought me, that brahmachari told me, you see Guru Maharaj. And I ran there and done Varanda. Brahmachari said, do full Varanda. I have done. And Guru Maharaj asked him, who is this boy? And Brahmachari said, he will stay in our society. We bought him from India. And Guru Maharaj smiling and told, he can continue the spiritual life. And that Brahmachari said, yes, Maharaj. He is a very good boy. But I heard from Guru Maharaj, he can continue his carry life, renounce life. And I was a little sad to hear from Guru Maharaj. I promise I will stay within his society. Now, why this question comes? They can or not can, not to can. This question is very unhappy question for me that time. I am thinking, why Guru Maharaj telling me? I can or not to can? I must can. This was my intention. Then Guru Maharaj said, yes, take him. And I come here in this year, then evening Guru Maharaj called me, and Nrisimha Deva's appearance day, big worshipping, etc., etc., many things happened. After that we took prasadam, and next day Guru Maharaj called me and told me, he wants to practice Krishna consciousness, it is sure? I said, Maharaj, yes, sure. Then Guru Maharaj said, I shall give some lesson to you. Then first lesson is that what your mind will say, you will not listen that. This is my first lesson.
What your mind says?
Your mind will say, what he wants to do, not to do that. This is my first lesson. And second lesson is that what I shall tell, you must follow that. Then I admit, yes, Maharaj. Sometimes my mind telling something to do. And Guru was very intentionally following my nature.
He's observing
it. Observing my nature. And one day, I'm taking prasadam. Prasadam was very poor type prasadam. That time, only one rasa and no dal, nothing. And that rasa also, there had no oil, no masala, only papaya, no alu, mane potato. Potato that time. What is growing in this mud? That is our mane prasadam. Then kanchakala, thod, etc., many things. And mixing one rasa. And when I taking the prasadam, I was not happy with that. And Guru Maharaj observing from Baranda, and we are there taking prasadam. There was also one thatched house, and that Baranda we are taking, and Guru Maharaj observing. And first I took first glass, this is called glass. Once I took, and my mind was very unhappy. Then I told myself, but little loudly, maybe, little, oh, Guru Maharaj said, but your mind will tell, you will not follow that. But your desire, you don't follow that. But Guru Maharaj's desire, I must follow that. Then I am taking prasadam. And Guru has heard it. And Guru Maharaj was very happy. From that time, affection coming. Until last time, Guru Maharaj, he was very affectionate with me. And all my offense, all my darkness, everybody's, I have fault, all my faults, he excuse, and always giving mercy. Then I come in this position. I am not qualified. I am not read the shastra also. But I heard from Guru Maharaj, but my memory is blessing by the Guru Maharaj is good. Until now also good, I think. It is blessings of Guru Maharaj. I am speaking English, but I am not reading this. By the blessings of the devotee, it's coming to me. And gradually, necessity, mother of invention. That is necessity now, coming English also. Everything coming by the necessity. And what necessity? That's coming by the grace of Guru Maharaj. I am looking like delight. I am very unqualified, but what qualification coming? That grace of Guru Maharaj. Here is nothing. What is it? Amar yogyata. Qualification. But a causeless mercy of a great guru and Vaishnava can give anything. And also feelings must will come who will fully surrender to his guru. I can say now. But it is also very doubtful for me. When every devotee telling, I am surrender soul, but doing other, then I am puzzled, Maharaj. Really I am telling it. It is my feelings. Then I am little puzzled sometimes. I am looking, his nature in outlooking is very nice. And inside going some darkness, why it is going? It is invisible, isn't it?
Invisible.
Invisible. But Guru Maharaj was very simple and clean.
person.
Guru Maharaj is never telling lies. I sometimes told Guru Maharaj for the management of this mission. Yeah, Maharaj, from the government level, this man will come and it is necessary to tell him, yeah, yes, everything is okay. Yeah. Of account of anything, something. Oh, no, I cannot say. Guru Maharaj told me. And I told, they will come and they want to hear from you. Then you must tell, yes, it is correct. Then Guru Maharaj is telling, I am looking, it is not correct. How shall I tell it is correct? then from the management, I told Guru Maharaj, yes, if you do not want to tell lie, then you will tell them, go to Govinda Maharaj, and he will tell you. If you do not want to tell this word, then you must tell them, you go to Govinda Maharaj. When they will ask you, you must say, you go to Govinda Maharaj. Then Guru Maharaj said, yes, I can say. This was nature of Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj believing everybody. This was his nature also. And this way I am also believing everybody. But sometimes I am getting pain from somebody. But what shall I do? It is gone, my nature. Then I am believing. And I am getting good result for that. Maybe somebody giving pain, but the other one giving me very heavy affection. For the preaching, one book published from that place, Maharaj, Caracas, no? Radhanti?
Caracas.
One book published. I not told him, you give my photo in your book. But he very enthusiastically, affectionately gave my photo in his book. But when he misguided, he removed that photo. And I asked, why you give him and why remove him? It was not necessary. It is bad for the preaching in your society. The society man not will believe you. One day you are telling this, one day you will tell that. That is not good. But after 1 month I have seen other devotee, that is Sudhir Goswami. He printed one book, The Subjective Evolution, and he printed my photo in his book. Then I am thinking Krishna's arrangement is same. Krishna testing me. Yeah, what my mind will go, what, which way? But I am not unhappy. I told him, it is not good for your preaching. It is not harmful for me. I am satisfied with my Guru Maharaj's mission. But it is harmful for your preaching. But after few days, maybe 15 days, 1,000 copies of Subjective Evolution come from San Jose Mott. And I surprised to see they have put my photo. It was not necessary to put my photo. Books is Guru Maharaj's book, not my book. Then not it was necessary to put photo. And this way I am looking, I am not loser anywhere. By the mercy of Guru Maharaj and blessing of Guru Maharaj, I am gainer always. If I can keep my mood in the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj very humble way, and if I do practice with all my god brothers and with all my associates, then it must be good. if I am clean-hearted man. If not, then bad some will come to me, no doubt. But it is clear, what I am eating, that I shall pass. If I eat the coal, then my stool also will be coal, not rasgulla, not card, like that. Understand? My English is not clear. What I shall eat, that I shall pass. Then what I shall practice, that result will come to me. If I clean-hearted practice Krishna consciousness, that Krishna consciousness also will come to me very clearly. And necessary to remove the ego from the heart first. Ego is giving us but two kinds of ego. I am Krishna Das. I am servant of servant of servant of Krishna. That ego is very nice ego. And that is a real thing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita said, it is not ego. It is a real position of the jiva soul. Jiva sarupai Krishna nitya das, Krishna tatastha shakti bhedabhed prakash. All the jiva soul, they are servitor of Krishna. And that is, they are the, coming from the power, three kinds of power, chit-sakti, jiva-sakti and maya-sakti. Three kinds of power of Krishna. And we are coming from jiva-sakti. And that power growing the jiva-souls. And we are all servitors to the Krishna. And they are in Golok Vrindavan. Sri Akkanta Akkanta Paramapurusha Kalpatarabhu Dhuma Bhumishchinta Manikanamayi Tuyam Amritam Kadhaganu Nattam Gamanamayi Vamsi Priyasati. That type of glorification in Brahma Sangeeta. You read Brahma Sangeeta, I think. Then, in Goloka Vrindavan, service to Krishna, that is our goal. And we must guard that. If we clean way and very humbly, undisturbed to others, non-disturbed to others, when I humble, trinadabhi sunichena, that is humbleness. Tarodiva sahishnuta, tolerate everything, tolerate. And amanina manadana, who have no prestige, we must give some prestige to him also. Who have prestige, we must give that. But who have nothing, there also we must give some prestige. This way, if we practice Krishna consciousness, we have no fear from maya, we have no fear from others. May can come good result or bad result, we do not care that. We must practice Krishna consciousness this way. This is the Mahaprabhu's teachings, and Guru Maharaj teach, and Swami Maharaj also teach this way. But sanskar, that means habit, sometimes giving us some trouble, but that go out gradually. Without offense, we can chant the Krishna name. Without offense, it's very difficult to chant. But no other way without chanting Mahamantra. Then we shall try our best. As good as possible, we shall try and we must go there. Now Maharaj, you will go by bus or train? No. No. In meantime? Yes. Okay. Any question you have, you can question me. Anything he wants to know, what I know, I can answer, try to answer.
I want to know the meaning of my name. Because nobody could tell me except you and me.
Gita, you know Gita. Gita is a book, and that is come from direct from Krishna, and that is the practicing Krishna consciousness for this mundane and over this mundane. And blissfully, Krishna gave us that knowledge in this mundane. And it is in Mahabharata, that is called Gita. Am I clear, Maharaj?
Gita, yes, yes.
Is there. And Anugita means his assistance of Gita. Properly, who is assist, follow the Gita. Anusharan, who is following that Gita. One meaning says that he is Anugita. And other meaning, Anu means very small, not very small, but small. And knowledge is very big, and like a light, lighten candle. Example, one candle, small candle, maybe like this, there is some fire, and from candle to candle, when fire coming, that is Anu. But that fire also can burn whole universe. This way, Anugita, and other way is that here Vishnupriya Devi, you heard name Mahaprabhu, Shakti, Vishnupriya Devi, wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know this name. Vishnupriya Devi installed in the time of Mahaprabhu one deity of Mahaprabhu, in the time of Mahaprabhu. And that deity, after 100 years, or 200 years, hidden himself. Here was the Muslim government, and Muslim government wants to destroy that deity. That is, deity himself hidden somewhere. But one king, Manipur province in near to Bengal, Assam, Manipur, that province is there. The king of Manipur, he was very powerful, and he come to manifest. Where is the deity? He comes for that. And Vishnupriya Devi's deity, take out for the general devotee from the hidden place. But he cannot trace where is the deity. And he heavily tried, but cannot trace that deity. Then he think, maybe deity higher has gone, I do not know, but I come from Manipur and I shall install again the Mahaprabhu. And he installed the Mahaprabhu. But after few years, maybe 5 years or 10 years, some devotee of Krishna, his name is Totaram Das. Totaram Das was very, very big devotee of Krishna. And he come from Vrindavan. And he discovered where is Vishnupriya Devi's Mahaprabhu. And he, that ditty come out for the general, general devotee. But there is Vishnupriya Devi's ditty, that also Mahaprabhu. And Manipur, king of Manipur, he installed the ditty, that also Mahaprabhu. Then Manipur has given his name of that deity, Anu Mahaprabhu. Understand? This way Anu Gita Nam coming. Transcendental knowledge, what given by Krishna in this world, that is Gita, himself given. Understand? And Ananya's meaning says that everybody servicing to the Krishna. Brajavadhu Vargena Jakalpita, there is one sloka you can see in the Guru Maharaj's temple. I put it there in marble. Aradho Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayas Tabdhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Brajavadhu Vargena Jakalpita. What is the desire of the gopis? That way they are worshipping the Krishna. And all the gopis worshipping Krishna, but the highest worshipping coming from Radharani. And there is five kind of rasa, ecstasy. Shanta, Dasya, Shukha, Vatsalya, Madhu. Five kind of ecstasy and full full-heartedly and supreme devotion, with supreme devotion, Radharani worshipping to Krishna. That is, Radharani's name is Ananya. Radharani's name is Ananya. Mane, nobody can compete with his devotion. And a her servant, maid servant. I can recognize all the my god brothers and associates and followers, you can say, the name. I choose one line. Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru, and he gave name very random to everybody's name. Swami Maharaj gave name his disciples. First he wants to give some systematic way. Then more and more and more and more coming to him. And how much he will choose. Not possible to choose for everybody. That is, he gave the name at random, and following the Mahabharata, especially. There is so many names in Mahabharata, and he's given name following Mahabharata. But I settled that time, when the devotees are coming from the west to Guru Maharaj, and I asked Guru Maharaj, this way I want to settle the name. And all name must will follow to Krishna, Radha, and his paraphernalia, associates and paraphernalia. This way I want to choose the name. Guru Maharaj said, if you can, it is very nice. Then I can recognize this name coming from Guru Maharaj or Swami Maharaj. All names coming in the line of Radha Krishna and his paraphernalia and Nitai Gaur also. Mahaprabhu's associates, followers.
But I'm thinking, Maharaj, you can see that, but not everybody can see that, because some name to outside person is sounding like name of Durga, some names sounding like if they say, for instance, Sarveshwari, then somebody knowing the one meaning, yeah, and then another person,
no,
he's
names,
knowing
meanings, meanings may come many.
Yeah.
One name's meanings may come many. My name is also meanings, many meanings. But I want to change my sannyas name. Guru Maharaj, from Guru Maharaj. I told Guru Maharaj, Govinda is very common. But Guru Maharaj not changed. Guru Maharaj said, my deity's name is Govinda, my kunda's name is Govinda. Your name must be Govinda. I do not want to change, but I want to change that. But Guru Maharaj not change it.
Like in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati family, somebody named Bimala Prasad, somebody named Lalita
Prasad,
somebody,
yes,
named other Prasad,
yes,
many,
yes,
and sometimes
Balada Prasad.
And then they're becoming. Sutasvara, one name.
Sutasvara.
Sutasvara, one name given Swami Maharaj. One name Judhamundi. Uttamauja. Like that. But that is coming from Mahabharata. And that is, that's names also, some meanings. Coming by qualification.
Yeah.
But what shall Swami Maharaj will do? What will do Swami Maharaj? Many thousands and thousands coming to him. And choosing the name, he will be thousand.
Maharaj, could you say my name is also Bhakti Siddhanta?
No,
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's name was Bimala Prasad. Yes. Bhakti Siddhanta. Bhakti Vedanta Swami is Guru. And our Guru Maharaj is Guru. His name was Bimala Prasad. I mentioned that. Yes. But when you have got that name, there is some meanings I am looking there. You're connected with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Your name is there. And Bimala Devi, he is Shakti, Shakti, power of Krishna. And she is living in Jagannath temple. She has one murti in Jagannath temple, Bimala. And who wants to make marriage in loving way. Loving way?
That's good.
Or cannot make marriage in fire service, etc., by the rules of Vedic rules. They are going to Bimala temple and taking from there some sidur. You know sidur? Yeah, red.
What? Red. Kumkum.
Not kumkum, but sidur is sidur. And
red.
Taking from the feet of Bimala Devi, and they are promised in front of Bimala Devi. Say, yes, I am my husband, I am his wife. And Bimala Devi is witness there in Jagannath temple. It's happening. All over Indian going there this way, who cannot make ceremony, the fire service for marriage, maybe poor, maybe other cause, maybe each other loving but not giving recognition both families. from both families, but they want to marry, they are going to Bimala Devi's temple in Puri. Here also some devotee came, I cannot remember, maybe that couple was here, Bimala Krishna? I cannot name, but like that, I shadow coming.
Memory coming.
Memory. Shadow coming, they come to marry, for marriage here. But Guru Maharaj got agreed here in this mod, the marriage. Two causes. One cause is that here is all the brahmachari living. They will got some inspiration for marriage. It is not good for the brahmacharis, first thing. And other thing is that it is not coming in Vedic line. Then if we make here some Vedic sanskar in a sannyasi's ashram, that is not good. Sannyasi's ashram, only renunciation, diksha?
Initiation.
Renounced initiation.
Renounced initiation.
And fire service is good for this mod. That is, they come to me and wants to marry. Or not marry that couple, other couple. And I told them, they are not devotee, they was not devotee. Devotee means they are devotee.
They didn't have diksha.
Not took diksha, but later maybe took diksha from me. And they come here and wants to marry. Then I told it is not possible in this Chaitanya Sarasvata mat. But if he wants to do some ceremony?
Yeah.
I can spare my blue house here. There you can do. But blue house out of the mat. And I sometimes give him for marriage. Yeah, I can spare that. But it is my good advice, you are going to Govinda temple, they are going to Jaipur and Puri, and I advise them, you are going to Puri, then you go to Bimala Mandir. And if they will not give entrance into the Bimala Mandir, then you go to Jaipur, and there is Govinda Mandir, Govinda temple. You take blessings from the Govindaji, and they are in promise in front of Govindaji. It is possible. And they have done that. And they are happy. I have got later, but all the name I cannot remember. Name is very difficult to remember. Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's name was Bimala Prasad. Mane, he born in Puri. Saraswati Thakur born in Puri, Jagannath Puri. That time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the mandir director, like that. He's managing of Jagannath Mandir temples, everything. He's manager. Like manager, but not to, position is manager, position something like director. And living in Puri, and that time born Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur got inspiration from Jagannath and gave the name Bimala Prasad. That his full name is Bimala Prasad Siddhanta Saraswati. and brahmachari name. After that he got the name Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Siddhanta Saraswati title got from the Banaras. Prabhupada was great astrologer. He knows all the shastras, also astrology, and there also he was very great. And he defeated many of the astrologers in Banaras, especially the president of astrological society, and he defeated him, and very heavily defeated. He passed stool in the meeting.
That man. He goes.
And in that meeting, he got Siddhanta Saraswati title. And after taking sannyas, he took that name, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
So, if I understand, Bhakti Vedanta Saraswati also an astrologer?
Bhakti Vedanta Swami?
No, he's saying Bhakti Siddhanta.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, guru of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, was very great astrologer. Dandavat Puru Dandavat. Indupati came here, yes, he met with me yesterday evening.
Maybe sick.
And his wife also sick. I am foolish.
Now she's okay. Are you okay?
Now are you okay? Eh? What prasadam you took yesterday?
Nothing.
Nothing? But how are you maintaining your health?
Association
association of the devotee, it is essential, necessary, but necessary, be careful from the bad elements and idea also. Sometimes when we are thinking he is a good devotee, very good devotee, but not maybe he is a good or very good devotee. Understand? It is necessary. Otherwise we cannot progress. But we not will do offense to anybody. Maybe he is good devotee or bad devotee or anything, but we must not do offense. First, we maintain this, and secondly, carefully we heard from anybody, we can heard from any devotee carefully, and if there are any Vaishnava aparad, offense to the Vaishnava, we must avoid that. The two rules is severe for ourselves. Is it, Maharaj? Now, I am thinking, it is necessary to tell to others. Otherwise they will be misguided. Sometimes Guru Vaishnava, they are praising to everybody. It is nature to praise. Who have little qualification, Guru and Vaishnava praising him so much. Swami Maharaj done it. Swami Maharaj praised to his disciple many times, very too much. But when we are looking after Swami Maharaj, their nature, we cannot recognize them as a good Vaishnava, as a qualified Vaishnava. But why Swami Maharaj done it? Swami Maharaj wants to give them the strength for their progressiveness. But if they cannot take that wholeheartedly, they not will be benefited. And this happened. One thing and the other thing, the offense to the Vaishnava, good qualities also remove him. The good qualities. Offense to the Vaishnava, if we have good quality, that's also destroying. Then we must maintain our life without offense. As much as possible, we shall try to maintain our spiritual life. In Bengali, one phrase, na nindibo, na bondibo, na javotar pash. Where I shall see any disturbance, I must avoid that with honor. I shall not praise him, I shall not abuse him, na nindibo, na bondibo, and I shall not do, I shall not take of his association. But I must avoid the offense. An offensive mood giving us very bad result to practice Krishna consciousness, then we must avoid it. And sometimes the mukta purush, liberated soul, and a good bhakta also coming falling down for Vaishnava Parada. Jiva Goswami, he is Dr. Sandhya, Pinti Sandhya, Krishna Sandhya. His books, Shat Sandhya, he mentioned it. Once I have seen Muktapi Lila Vikramkirta Bhagavantam Bhajante. The liberated soul also they are taking from a devotional, ecstatical form, worshipping the Lord Krishna, and also who is worshipping the devotional line, but heavily done Vaishnava aparadha, he also coming falling down from that plane. Then Vaishnava aparadha is very heavy for practitioner and for liberated soul. Then we must avoid that first. If we can follow one rule, we must be beginner. And it is also my experience. I have seen many times, and now going maybe 44 years or 43 years. And in my life I have seen many things. I am with Guru Maharaj, then many big sannyasi, big sadhu, big liberated soul come to listen from Guru Maharaj. And with them, many of good soul come to Guru Maharaj. I have got the chance to see them and see their devotional life. And it is my realization, I can say, that only Vaishnava Maharaj can destroy our devotional life. If I may not like, but I must not do opera. I may not like his, I cannot understand his nature. I may not like his nature. Sometimes it's happening in this mundane. We are liberated, we are conditioned soul. then many fault must attack us. But that is not problem. The little boy trying to wake up and run, and he's always fell down the earth, and taking the earth he's again trying to go. And it is very hopeful. But the hopeless case is that if we do the Vaishnava aparadha, offense to the Vaishnava, then we must try to avert that. That is enough for us.
Offense
means
disrespecting a Vaishnava. This would be offense.
And that's also necessary to realize your offense to the Vaishnava. It's also very critical to understand. What will be offense for whom? That is very critical. But some symptom we must follow, some symptoms, and we must avoid some ki bola jabe mara English jardama is gone. You can say the what is the offense for whom? Man, not
how,
clear.
How to see who is
committing the offense?
Yes. How will be offense to whom?
Yes.
What's the stand now?
That is the problem.
Yes.
That is problem, no doubt. Problem to understand what is that offense. But generally we can follow these rules, not abuse to anybody, not only Vaishnava. But I do not know who is real Vaishnava and who is not Vaishnava. That is, I do not abuse anybody. First thing. And what is not what is not giving happiness to others, I shall not do that. And by the rules, Vedic rules, what is under the Vedic rules, I shall
honor and respect?
No. What I shall follow? I shall follow in rules, in the rules, what is in the rules of regulation for our maintaining the mental life without disturbance to others. That we try to follow. But there is also some bad, some good. Somebody will be happy if I take meat. Then what shall I do there? That is, I call, what is the rules of and regulation in Vedic culture? Under guidance that, we must follow this. Otherwise, everybody will say, it is my desire, it is my desire, it is my desire, and I shall follow that. And it's not possible. And that's not also good.
That's what my heart tells.
Yes. Then some rules and regulation in every society. Guru Maharaj said, all over the world and each country, every country, there is varnashram. But in India, here was systematic varnashram dharma. But everywhere that Varnashram dharma must there, but not systematically. This said Guru Maharaj. And also Guru Maharaj told in his one lecture that Varnashram is that systematic dealings with nature. In lecture, one day I am hearing Guru Maharaj step. Suddenly I have no time to hear the tape. But one day I am looking many tapes with me. I need everybody giving hearing. I also give sometimes. And one day I am hearing, and there one sentence I have got. The systematic dealings with nature, that is called Varnashram dharma. Very broad way, Guru Maharaj said. And I immediately put in my notebook, the systematic dealings with nature. Meaning not to disturb the nature first. Nature going some his own way. And not to disturb the nature, that is the systematic dealings. Meaning where is, you will see the spirit of Kshatriya. Kshatriya, you know, Brahman Kshatriya, Vaishya Shudra. You must recognize he is Kshatriya. Where you will see the spirit of Brahmin, you must respect as a Brahmin. You must respect as a Vaishya, as a Shudra. Where you will see the qualification, symptoms, and also the nature, Vishwa, Varsha, Sharat, Hemanta, Shit, Vasanta, the six kinds of ritu going, turning, winter, summer, turning, this way, six ritu,
season.
And if you can manage yourself in the winter time without clothes, wrapper, that is your exceptional quality. But general quality, what will be? General will be, in the winter time you must use the sweater, you must use the this kambal. And you come with an understanding with the nature. That is systematic dealing. All accommodated in Varnashram dharma. Varnashram dharma, there is, everybody has some duty. And if they will do that duty, no disturbance will come. And after, finally we can see that everything going belongs to Krishna's service, to the Krishna service. In Ambarish Chaitra, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is, we can see, we have no time to read book, we have no time to read worshipping, we have no time to do other service to the Krishna, but how Ambarish Maharaj got it. Time, he was Saptadvipa Vating Mahim, and the whole world he is controlling. But how he is taking the time, how he is getting the time and spending his time for the worshipping to Krishna. Then time always with us. And we must utilize that systematically. Then no problem will come to us. If one king can do it, we are gentlemen, we must do that.
Case or deities, perhaps that just started,
how shall we? I like to have. I already have an altar, but I like to have a proper altar where I worship. So how I should go about that?
In our previous, not previous, in our present position. Yes, yes. In our present position, trying to worship the deity is not good for us. And Guru Maharaj told it many times, we do not know practically the worshipping. But we can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is also worshipping to the Lord. First thing is that. And second thing is that the Guru and Vaishnava, they are always chanting the name and worshipping the Krishna. If I serve properly to the Guru Vaishnava, then that result also must will come to me. And this way, Mahaprabhu said, Gopi Bhaktut Padakamalayar Daso Dasanu Daso. I am not a servant direct to Krishna. I am servant. Wants to be that, Mahaprabhu said. The Gopi Bhaktut Padakamalayar Daso Dasanu Daso. And Guru Maharaj gave very nice example, the telescopic system. And I like very much this example. A telescopic system. My guru, his guru, his guru, his guru. This way, the ray passing direct to Krishna. My service going direct to Krishna through my guru parampara. And what I am doing, what I am eating, what I am jatkarosi, jadasnasi, jabjuhasi, what I am sacrificing, the last situation, what I am giving, and what I am renunciating, what I am doing austerity, everything's result. If I can offer to my Guru, and all will go direct to the Krishna. And Guru not digesting himself, nothing digesting. Guru not taking from any body anything. What the disciple may can tell, or what the general people, or what source, anything coming to Guru, Guru always sending that direct to the service of Krishna. This is the nature of real Guru. He do not want to digest anything. He only taking yogya-sishtasina santo mucchante samukrimishan bhunjitete dhavam pada jepajantadvakarana, and another sloka, tayopo-bhukta-sirgandha-vāsa-vankāra-charchita ucchishtu-vrajinu-vāsa-stava-māyāngyāyamani. You know this sloka, huh? When we are taking the Mahaprasadam, everybody we are telling this sloka, tayopo-bhukta-sirgandha-vāsa-vankāra-charchita ucchishtu-vrajinu-vāsa-stava-māyāngyāyamani. Uddhava said to Krishna. Uddhava was minister of Krishna. And in that position, he is taking many things. Many things means very good food, good bed, good garland, good jewels, good clothes, everything a minister getting. And Uddhava said to Krishna, what I am getting and I am tolerating, everything for your mercy. And what coming through you, that I am taking. I am not taking for myself anything. Tayo upabhukta swap ganda. Swap means mala, garland. Gandha means incense, swap gandha, clothes, the ornaments, alankara, and bedding, and wife, and everything. What coming to me? That is your Prasad. Prasad is what?
Mercy.
That is
remanent.
Upabhukta. Upabhukta prasad. But I offer to you first, I am telling other way, actual English not coming. I offered to Krishna, and Krishna took everything. Then Krishna left for me something for my life.
Remanent.
Maybe. And that I am taking. I am not eating rice, I am not eating vegetables, I am not eating water. Nothing I am eating. I am only eating the prasad of Krishna, Mahaprasad. That is called Mahaprasad. What took Krishna by his mercy, it's come to me and I am taking that. Mahabhagavata Vishnu. We have seen it many times in the Guru Maharaj's time and also now also going that way. Yeah. Sometimes Guru Maharaj said, give to Govinda Maharaj or give to others, prasadam, he will go to Calcutta. But that time, Krishna's temple, bhog not gone. Bhog making the bhoga, you know bhoga. Bhoga making in the kitchen, but not all met. Yesterday happened it, no?
Yeah, within the Patika. With him?
Yes, to gone to Calcutta for the preaching. The Tibandi Maharaj.
Another guy then.
And our Aditi Nandan. They that time
one day before.
That time Bhog not gone to the temple. But they are not taking anything. They are going to Calcutta and asking me, Maharaj, we are going Omniscience, Dandavat, etc. I ask him, you took prasadam? But I have not yet, the bhoga not yet gone to the temple. Then if they will not take the something for his health, then health not permit it. And I told them, you wait, I told to Vasabdi Prabhu, what make in the kitchen? First you took in a cup for the deity and give to deity room, and later you give distribute to them, that person. But not all make. That time, 11 o'clock, all not make for the deity. But what make you took from the deity some, then you distribute them. And what he will think, I do not know, but it is, we learn from Guru Maharaj. And we have seen this, Guru Maharaj, this be aware, one dish when going to the temple, and another dish going to Guru Maharaj. Please be seated, Prabhu. Yeah. For the temple bhog gone, and one bhog going to Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj himself not offering. And when we are keeping the bhoga in his table, and he first giving dandavat and taking. Understand the meaning, Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj thinking it is coming from Krishna, prasadam is that. It's already offered to Krishna, otherwise it cannot come to me. And this is the Paramahansa idea, Mahabhagavata nature. And what we are offering to Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj thinking it is prasadam coming from Krishna. And he is giving dandavat and taking that. This is the highest knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Nitayopa bhukta sukkanda bhasho lankara chocchita uchishto bhogini vadashastava mayang jayim. We are living with the prasadam of Krishna. Uchishto, uchishto, Maharaj. English, you know, uchishto.
After taking,
what is living?
Remnants.
That. And Saraswati Thakur, our grand guru, Gurudev, he gave this way of the practice to his disciples. And that is called Paramahamsa Dharma. One day, one brahmachari, maybe 12 years old or 8 years old, I do not know, maybe 10 years, 12, someone not so big, maybe 12 or 14 years old, one brahmachari going for collection with a party, collecting party, sannyasi's party, and brahmachari assisting him. And he is going by horse cart, goyal gari. He is going by car, horse car, I think.
Yeah, correct.
He is going by car, and one sannyasi, and he is also Guru Maharaj's friend. Guru Maharaj also sannyasi that time, and one sannyasi, he is telling to Guru Maharaj, what our Guru Maharaj teaching us, if we can understand, we must be go within a moment in high level. And Guru Maharaj asked him, why are you telling this? And he said, it is my very bad fortune, I cannot believe it. But it is truth. I am looking in my front. That this brahmachari, he do not know anything. 14 years old, what he knows? He knows Shastra, he not knows Shastra. Something he knows, but there is nothing for the knowledge, ocean of knowledge. That is nothing. But this brahmachari going by horse cart for collection, for his guru. And by going the horse cart, it is luxury that time.
Luxury.
It was luxury that time. I am also, when going for collection from the Swami Maharaj's house, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj's house, from there I am going to Barabajar by walk. I have no money for bus or for the tram. I am walking, going by walk to Barabajar, maybe 4 kilometers, and coming from there after collection, that's also 4 kilometers. And that time, by a horse cart, going for collection was luxury. But this brahmachari going by horse cart, but he is thinking, I am not going by horse car or by tram or by bus. He is thinking, I am going for the service of my Guru Maharaj. And which way I have got chance, which chance I have got, and what facility I have got, I shall take all the facilities for the service to my Guru. And this way he is going, yes. Then it is called the Paramahamsa Dharma. And we are practicing by straight we are practicing the Krishna consciousness as a paramahamsa life. And that our Guru Maharaj is giving that light from our childhood. The only our duty to the service to Krishna, from the service to Krishna. And this boy understand that only, and that is enough for him. But who can see it, he is very fortunate. Who cannot see, he is very unfortunate. When 24 hours, if we can engage ourselves for the service to my Guru and Krishna, that is our full life, we can say. Otherwise, part of life, we are playing, not real practicing Krishna consciousness. We can stay anywhere, maybe grihastha life, maybe sannyas life, maybe brahmachari life, maybe vanaprastha life. That is not countable. Some differentiation for the society and not to disturb the nature. Sympathetic dealings with nature, that is called Varnasam Dharma by Guru Maharaj. Now that sympathetically we shall try to maintain our life, and what is need for my Guru Seva, what is need for Krishna Seva, we must try to do that. This is the practice Krishna consciousness. Oh, very heavy to speak in English. And what's that? Now 8:30.
You will try to learn Bengal then.
Yes. I am also going. I have some
Okay, si no está él, alguien más puede sacar el telegrama de la caja postal, ¿o no?
Buddha Vishtu Supurakam Guru Ganairashya Sambhushitam Chinta Chinta Samasta Veda Nipunam Sri Rupa Pantha Anugam Govinda Bhidamujjalam Bharatanam